Welcome to Shomach Shalom Adav, Shir Sponsor, Lemishmasar, and Biyakos Shalom, Alea, Basi Yitzchok. We're holding in Yuma Daf Nun. The Gemara, majority of the Daf, discusses is that the power of the Kohen Gadol that he brings in Yom Kippur, is that considered to be a Korban Yochid? Is that a Korban belongs to the Kohen Gadol only? Or it's the Korban Shutfim, as the Gemara concludes? Is it a Korban of the partners, because the Ech of the Kohanim, the brothers, or miskaper together with the Kohen Gadol? And as the Gemara goes on to say in Amud Beis, really the question is the Kohanim, the brothers of the Kohen Gadol, the other Kohanim, are they miskaper, mikviya? Are they kavua in the Korban? Are they part of the Korban exactly the Kohen Gadol? Or they are mikufya, which means they're floating, they're not real partners in the Korban, even though they do deserve kapara from it. And as the Gemara concludes the sugya and the final fund base, the way that Agoy Sabach puts into the Gemara points out that even if the Kohanim are not really kavil, they're not real partners, they're just mikufio, it doesn't make a difference. They still need to be the owners of the carbon. And that's why you must say that even though the power belongs to the Kohen Gadol when he brings it, but still it becomes hefker to all the Kohanim because they need to be owners in it too. So the Kohanim also owners, they get kapara from the par, Kohen Gadol. As the Kohen Gadol does the vidu, the first vidu on himself, the second vidu on them, they're also partners. But still we see in our Gemara that it's not very simple, they're equal partners. They may be only mikufi, only floating. What's the pshat? What's the idea that the Kohanim are not equal partners in the Kohen Gadol? What's the idea that even though they get kapara, they may not be exactly the same as the Kohen Gadol? So one who addresses these questions is the Ramak, Ramush Cordovero, in his Sefer Tefillah L'Moshe, which is a Kabbalah Sefer speaking about Avodas Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. And he asks there a question as follows. What's the idea that the Kohanim, they all get Kapara through the Par? The Gemara already said before, it needs to be the Kohen Gadol first, and then the Kohanim, because Mutav Yovo Zakai V'Chaper Alechaya. If you want first the Kohen Gadol to get his Vidui, then the other Kohanim, they get Kapara after he got it. Why don't they get it in one shot together? Furthermore, the Kohanim get their Kapara on the Par. Yisrael, Am Yisrael, doesn't get Kapara from the Par. They get Kapara from Seir Mishtalech. And there, all Am Yisrael get it, but not the Kohanim. Says the Moshe Kodoveru, why is that so? Why is it that the Kohanim have only the Par, well, Am Yisrael have the Yisrael Mishtalech? And he says there in a deep answer that we may understand a little bit based on what we learned earlier in the previous year. The Kohen Gadol is the center of Gedusha of Am Yisrael. We mentioned recently that Aaron HaKohen is the middle letters, as the Maharal says, of the Aleph Beis. He represents the center. Around him are the Kohanim, that they are part of the Kohen Gadol. As the Chazal tell us, it says in the Pasuk, HaKohen HaGadol Me'echov Gadleyu Mishalechov. He's grown from his brothers because he represents the brothers. They surround him. All the Ashpoyas go to them through him. We mentioned the Ramchal in the beginning of the Masechta that says the Kohen Gadol is the source of Gdusha for all the other Kohanim. And around them is Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael, which is outside, so to speak, of the Gdusha of the Kehuna. Explains the Ramak that the Gdusha of a Kohen Gadol is so holy, he goes to Lifnei V'Lifrim, that when he his kapara, that includes his the kapara on the chatoim, all the bad sins that he did, they all belong to Gdusha. Therefore, his Gdusha is in Par Yom Kippurim, which is burned in Beis HaMikdash. It becomes Truvas Hadeshet. It's part of the Gdusha of Beis HaMikdash. His brothers, the Kohanim, they join him as well. Through him, they can also join that Gdusha, become that part of the Par. But they can't do it on their own. They need him to bring them, to draw them into that Gdusha. That's why the Kohen Gadol does first the Vidui. And once he's a Zakai, he can be Mechaper on the Chayov and join them in. But Am Yisrael, their Kapara, they're not so Kaddish. And they're Averis. Their Averis doesn't join Gdusha. It's thrown away La'azazel. As we mentioned, the Ramban in Chumash that explains based on Chazal, the whole idea of Seir Mishtaleach is that we take all the Averis of Klal Yisrael and we give it to the Samech Bim, we give it to the Satan. We give it outside. We say, Am Yisrael, they stay inside Beis HaMikdash. The bad, the Averis, are thrown away. thrown to the Satan, take what belongs to you. Meaning they're not able to draw that part of Averus and Tumah into Kodesh HaKadoshim, into Beis HaMikdash. That's thrown outside. So, comes out, according to the Ramak, there's different levels of Kedusha, and the higher the level is, the more you can draw in the part of Chatoim and do the Kapara inside Beis HaMikdash. That's the reason, and the Gemara tells us over here, that the Kriyanim, even though they have Kapara with the Kohen Gadol on the Par, but it's not Mikvil, it's Bikufil. It's floating on it. They're not part of that Par completely. The only one who has a complete connection to the Par and is able to do his Kapara in Beis HaMikdash, that's the Kohen Gadol. Other Kriyanim join him, but they're floating around him. They're not a real partner and owner, according to one understanding in the Gemara. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.